It's a podcast.
Woo-hoo!
The cast of the pods. So this time, rather than buying drinks, we actually just made the soda stream. We made orange soda this time.
I'm excited.
So we had to open the big soda stream bottle as our intro. Alright, so this week's podcast, as we pour all the drinks, what are we going to talk about?
We'll get there. Hold on.
Slowly but surely.
That's what we're talking about first?
We went so many options.
I know, we just went down a long list of
topics.
Let's
just start from the top.
Start from the top.
Work our way down.
I really don't want to start the podcast with Justin Bieber.
Fuck that Canadian.
But that happened immediately after we finished the last podcast.
It did. So anyway, Justin Bieber was pulled over in Miami, which is not far from here. It's about 4 hours from us.
It's a 4-hour drive if you do the speed limit.
Right, which apparently Justin Bieber was not doing, and he got pulled over, and then he was...
He got pulled over for street racing. Or going 60 and a 30, which...
But it's Justin Bieber, and we want to hate Justin Bieber, so...
Yes, we do want to hate Justin Bieber.
And apparently he told the cops that he was high.
He was high on weed, did pills, and was drinking.
Right, which is like all the things you don't do before.
And he's 19, right?
Yeah, and all the things you don't tell a cop.
I think he is my age.
Yeah, he did not give any fucks.
Yeah, and then I'm sure everybody's seen his mugshot by this point, but he was smirking, and God, it just made me want to punch him in the face.
I hated that. I was like, are you kidding me?
He wasn't smiling in the second one, though. Something had to have happened.
Oh, I didn't see the second one.
The one where he's, like, side profile? He was not smiling, and something had to happen.
He probably saw, like, some big black guy in the corner, and he's like, I'm gonna rape you. And he's just like, oh shit, this is real life. Like, he sobered up like that.
That's how that happened. You know, I'm actually going to Miami for a competition February 22nd.
Funny, me too.
Are you going with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we're staying together.
We are.
We That's should. Cute. Oh yeah, I know.
I wish I was going.
You can come. You
can be our couch bitch.
When?
February 22nd.
Maybe,
in Miami?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's fine.
Last year, I went to Miami and we were out on the beach and it was after dark. It was probably 10 o'clock or so. And everybody's stuff was kind of over in a pile up by the shore.
Was this when me and my ex came?
No. That was
West Palm.
That was West Palm Beach, yeah. And so anyway, we're in Miami, and this girl's phone gets stolen. But there just so happens to be two cop cars sitting on the beach right next to where her phone was stolen. So I go up to them and use Find My iPhone, and I'm like, hey, this girl's phone was stolen. I don't know if you guys can help us, but can you help us find it? And so they said, yeah, sure. And so I hop in the back of a police car. I never thought I'd be in the back of a police car.
Why'd you hop in the back of the police car?
Why'd you hop in the front seat?
I guess it's against protocol. I don't know.
Okay.
So they put you in the back of the police... They put you in the back?
No.
I'm just like, hey, I'm going to get back here.
Well, they said you have to get in the back. And so I got in the back. And then we got to drive around. They turn on the sirens.
No shit.
They were going around following the phone on the GPS, and I was giving him instructions. I was like, all right, and look, to the right, turn right. And so we turn right, go through the red light, turn on the sirens. Two cop cars. We were going around. They were doing the, like, playing the sound and all that stuff. They were knocking on people's door. I kind of felt bad because I wasn't sure who did it. It wasn't even my phone. But they were knocking on people's doors, asking people if they were down at the beach that day. And it was cool.
Did you guys end up finding it?
No, unfortunately, we didn't end up finding it.
Oh.
I was about to say, did you tackle the fucker who did it?
No. But and then there were two police officers, and we were going back around, and the phone was moving while we were looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we were actively moving around with the two different cop cars trying to, like, score him off.
What
kind
of phone was it?
It was an iPhone 4. It was an iPhone 4.
Oh. Last year?
Last year, yeah. iPhone 5 had been out, but the person who lost the phone was an iPhone 4.
Oh.
But it was a really cool experience.
Was it a girl?
What?
Was it a girl?
What do you think?
It was a girl's phone, yeah.
Was she cute?
No.
Were you doing it to get in her pants?
No.
Come on.
No, but it was a pretty awesome experience, and I would totally do it again. And those cops were nice. They were awesome. I'm glad they helped. It sucked we didn't find
them. That's really cool, though, that you don't find too many cops like that now.
Yeah, but it was totally cool. They were awesome about the whole thing. I mean, it was a fun experience. As weird as that says, being in the back of a cop car. But it was cool, like, watching sirens.
You should have called your mom up. I'm like, Mom, I'm in the back of a cop car.
She was in the hotel.
Did, like, someone run and be like, Joey's in the back of his car?
Yes, they did. It was hilarious. And my phone was dead. I was using somebody else's phone.
Nice.
So that was pretty awesome. Like, nobody knows where I am, and here I am in the back of a cop car.
Your mom probably had an aneurysm.
She probably did. But
like, her brain exploded.
And then it was cool, because when I got in, they said, yeah, we're opening a code 14 on...
Tall
male. I made up the number.
Okay.
You know, tall white male. you know, I was a code. They had to tell somebody somewhere that they put me in the back of the car and I didn't commit a crime. It was...
That's awesome.
It was cool.
I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going back to Miami February 22nd. We're getting a bus. We had to do car washes to raise money to get the bus, but...
Cool, but can we not...
Ride around in the back of a cop car next time? Yeah, I'll try.
Well, no, let's do that. But let's not have a reason to actually be in the back.
Don't pull a Bieber.
Don't pull a Bieber
when you go to Miami. Hmm.
Yeah, so you guys hear that Google sold Motorola today?
I didn't even know they owned it.
Yeah, they bought it 2-3 years ago.
How much did they sell it for? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Probably less than they bought it for, because Motorola still sucks.
Well, but Motorola did make some huge improvements, like the Moto X, since Google bought it. I mean, they've come a long way.
Shrug.
But anyway, they sold it to Lenovo, which is kind of a bad thing. Yeah, at least that's the response I don't know enough about.
Lenovo is the company that makes the not-so-great laptops. But I guess they're
kind of like Dell's in that they're really great for business, but...
They're better than Acer and everything. Yeah, Acer's just like...
But anyway, and Google also said... I don't remember if it was speculation or it was actual fact. They're going to end their Nexus line. And to focus more on just Google Edition phones, like, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S3, but instead of getting it with TouchWiz, you can get just pure Google on it. And so Google is going to stop making the Nexus line so that they can put pure Google versions on more phones.
That's pretty sick.
That's pretty sick.
Google's going to be taking over the world in, like, 10 years. I guarantee it.
And I'm totally okay with that.
I guarantee
it. I'm not.
The world's going to be such a better place.
The Templars.
Templars.
They're the Templars.
Yeah. Didn't you see, like, the Google Drive looks just like the Abstergo industry thingamajig?
And they probably did it on purpose.
Ben's gone off the deep end.
And the conspiracy theories start.
LG announced the new phone, too. It's a curved phone, because, you know, that's...
Because you need a phone to...
Samsung... I think we talked about this in the first podcast. Samsung came out with the curved TV. Well, LG now has the curved phone.
How curved is it?
I don't know.
Because if you would put it in your back pocket and you sit down...
I don't know. Well, it's flexible, too. You can actually make it straight.
Shit.
But it says on the website, only for a temporary period of time. I don't know what that means.
So you can sit on it.
So how long can I sit on it?
I have no
That's
idea.
That's my question.
I don't put my phone in the back pocket. I keep it
you
in the front
You can sit
pocket.
On it long enough to realize that you shouldn't be sitting on your phone.
Yeah, that is a correct statement, I would say.
People who put your phone in your back pocket, you are just dying, begging to break that.
Well, thanks, Ben. I put my phone in my back pocket, but I usually take it out before I sit down.
See, that's
fine.
Because
I'm always on it.
Well, this is
always
true.
On it.
I guess that counts. Do you guys have to, like, keep your phone in a certain pocket? Because I always have to keep my phone in my right pocket, and then my wallet and keys in the left pocket.
Wallet, back, right, phone, left, right, smokes,
Phone, left, right. Left front, you mean?
Oh, you're confusing me, Ben. Okay, phone, back, left pocket. Wallet, back, right pocket. Smokes, front, right pocket. Keys hanging on my right side. Lighters in my left pocket.
Wow.
Literally. I do that every... It's the whole checking thing, too.
Yeah, you gotta check it, make sure it's still there.
All my pockets.
See, I don't have that much stuff that I carry around. I have phone in left front, wallet right rear, keys right front.
I always gotta carry... leave with two lighters. Always.
But yeah, you would hate to lose a lighter in the
My god. It's horrible.
Because
it's
sometimes
the
first
feelings.
Lighter isn't adequate enough.
Because you are like, man, I really want a cigarette. I just got done having sex with so-and-so. And you reached into your pocket and you left your lighter at the other girl's house.
The other
it's
girl?
Horrible. It's horrible.
So, Nick, I have to take it you smoke after sex?
All the time. All
See,
the time.
I don't know.
He,
I'd never
he has sex, he smokes, goes to a new girl's house, and has sex again, and then smokes again. Alright, I don't even know where to begin here. These are so out of organized. Next time we're organizing these again, this is going awful.
Oh, but we talked about something and I forgot where I was going with this. Fuck. Can we talk about how I can't drink and I completely miss my mouth?
It's a good start. So now that we've just had to cut that part out, you guys hear about the Eve battle? The Eve Online, which is a MMO space
battleship
thing.
Fucking, yeah.
Oh man, I saw a picture of it online. I think it was on Reddit.
Yeah, there was a bunch of really cool Reddit pictures of it.
Battle. I was really quickly... I didn't click on it because I didn't know what it was. I just saw like a little miniature like picture of it. And it's... I forget what it said. But I wanted to watch it. I really did. I just didn't have...
Is there a video?
There was a video? I didn't know. I mean, I guess it would make sense.
Oh, no.
Video.
I'm thinking about the Oblivion trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I...
Have you seen that?
No. Oblivion. Elder Scrolls Online cinematic trailer.
No, I haven't, but I'll watch it after this
podcast. Oh, my God. I got the biggest boner just watching it.
Yeah.
I wish I was exaggerating. Like, I'm sitting there, like, on the toilet,
Nick's holding his iPad up.
And you know how, like, you usually would tuck it, and they're sitting there, I'm watching it, and, like, it just gets caught.
We were doing
snaps.
Wait, where are we at? What?
We already hit the penis jokes earlier. Remember I said the 130 joke?
Well, anyways,
I think all of 45 seconds has passed since then.
I landed on my head really hard tonight.
All right, so
yeah, you did. Lisa's fate.
I know.
Your actual head, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, her face. She really looked at me, she was like, oh my god, he's dead. He's dead. And I'm just like, your face. And she just looks at me.
We're talking, we're recording on Wednesday. We came from, they came from practice, cheer practice.
And I am sore as balls right now.
Like, we totally dropped the ball on the skin. We should introduce ourselves. I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And sadly, because our babysitter was not here, my sister, Cy could not be with us tonight.
But he'll be back next week.
He will be back next.
He better be back
next week.
His neck and his back. And
right, anyway.
I'm not gonna say it.
So anyway, back to the EVE Online story. There was a big battle that ended up costing $300,000 in U.S.
Real
dollars
money, yeah.
of lost ships in the game.
Because in the game, you can purchase ships with you.
This is how it works. I forget. They have what's called a Plex, which is something you can pay like $20 and you get like 1 billion in-game credits.
Okay.
These ships were worth like 300 billion in-game credits or something like that. And so they valued all of these ships and however many credits they were and converted them to Plex, which is stuff you can actually, there's like actually a market in the game for
yeah.
mm-hmm. that you can buy and sell at different going rates. And they calculated the total cost of ships lost was almost $300,000 US.
How did they just disappeared?
No, they blew up.
Yeah,
they were fighting.
They were fighting. It was a war.
You don't get your ships back when they blow up.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
It's an MMO. So, I mean, if your ship blows up,
you're fucked.
Done.
Whoa.
Yeah, so, and you know, people would upgrade some things, they had crews on them, and they had really tiny ships in it, like, some people had small ships,
Did it make it like that?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's how the game's designed.
So it's designed to go in, you buy a ship, you go out as a noob, the ship gets destroyed, you go back in, you pretty much just keep paying money to keep playing, correct?
Well, you don't have to pay money, you can also earn the credits through in-game missions and stuff.
Kind of like League of Legends, like, you don't really have to buy the characters, you can keep playing over and over again.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so some people were able to build up really high and get these really expensive ships, and then others, there were just a lot of collateral damage in the middle. But I guess what had happened was there was a region somewhere in space. I know very little about EVE, so I'm going to sound really dumb for people that play EVE.
That's all right. We don't know anything about EVE, so we'll sound
exactly.
really dumb.
I want to play.
I kind of want to play now, too.
Yeah, same.
But I guess there was a region that was owned by a clan, and the clan didn't renew their license to own that region. I don't know how that works. If there's an in-game government or you have to pay a monthly fee, I don't know how that works. But so what had happened is they didn't pay their lease and they were evicted or whatever it happens in the game from that area. And these two opposing clans came in and then had an all-out war to take over this new region.
That is badass.
Yeah.
Right? And then they ended up losing $300,000 in shipping the war, and I think it finally ended today. It lasted like 3 days. So, I mean, like, people were logging on and off, and
save your ship!
Guys, if you can see my face right now, my jaw hit the ground when he said that.
Quite
literally. It lasted for 3 days. Online.
EVE Online.
Jesus. Oh, that is
badass. And I don't know if it's free to play or you have to pay like
free to
15 a month.
I think it's still free to play. It was free to play when I played for like 2 days.
Oh, you did play?
I might have had like a free 30-day subscription. I don't know.
Oh.
But I just played for like 2 days, and I figured that I didn't have enough time for it.
So I feel like I would like it a lot, but I would spend so much money getting new ships, because I'm that guy who's like, oh, that's a really cool-looking ship. Let me look at the stats. Do-do-do-do-do. $50. I get $50. I don't need to eat tomorrow.
Screw it. Need to eat tomorrow.
Until eventually you don't have $50 anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. It sucks. That's what I did with League. I was just buying respect
I was
points.
So tempted to buy Jinx and who's the guy with the fucking cannon? Graves.
Yes.
I was going to buy Jinx and Graves last night.
Do it.
I should have.
I just want to go and give them $100 and just buy everything. Like, I play the game so much.
Like, if I just spent an entire Saturday playing League, I'd have enough to buy Graves and Misfortune.
Nice.
Which would be a good start for me.
It would.
Eventually,
you're running support.
Yeah, always. Okay. I always run support in every MOBA game.
I am not a support character. I've tried Team Fortress. I'm not good at it, and I don't have fun doing it.
See, I tried playing Team Fortress on the 360 Orange Box.
Apparently, it's way better on the PC.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm going to have to play it on the PC because I play it online, well, on the 360. And I don't know, I really didn't get that much into it. I want to, just because, you know, I see how much fun everyone else is having. And I'm just like, I'm not seeing it. Like, what am I missing?
What are we talking about again? Sorry.
Team Fortress. Well, Team Fortress 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'll just have to download it online and then just get a controller for my PC.
Or you could use a mouse like everybody else.
Or I could use a mouse.
I have a question about this.
I'm new to online gaming, so I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
I'm new,
PC gaming.
I'm new to the glorious PC Master Race.
Yes.
Welcome. Thank you.
It's glorious.
USB controllers.
Yeah.
Any USB controller will work for a computer.
Correct. In fact, the Xbox One I use for the Let's Play is actually back up in my room. So
that's an actual Xbox controller. No,
Xbox controller.
Oh, I was like, dude, you haven't.
No, I don't have the Xbox.
I almost got up.
And I was like, that's it. Podcast over.
Podcast over. Let's go.
So if I hooked a PS3 controller in, would that work?
Yes, but I think you actually need a Bluetooth adapter for your computer, which they're like $3, so you can get
one.
Whoopty
fucking do.
Yeah.
All right, because I want to play DC Universe with a controller, because the fucking keyboard controls are just retarded.
Yeah, some games are like that, like Crysis. No, Crysis you have to play with the mouse, you can't play with the controller, I think. It's not good with the controller.
Yeah. But DC Universe is always better with a controller.
Is first-person shooters better with the mouse?
Yes.
Usually, yeah. There's one game I've been playing, Far Cry, I actually enjoy more with the controller than I do with the mouse.
Huh. I guess it just all depends on your preference. Like,
yeah.
Would you rather go keyboard?
But things
or...
like Battlefield... mouse all the way.
Really?
So much better.
How? See, that's what I'm... Do you move with the mouse, or do you point and click?
No, WASD is how you move around.
Okay.
And then you aim and shoot with the mouse.
Yeah.
Huh.
So aiming is so much easier, because you have a much wider
range. I mean, yeah, and you also... you can very easily point and click to something on your computer.
Oh.
Think of that, just pointing and clicking on somebody's head.
Oh my god, what have I been missing?
I know.
Life.
Why?
You've been missing out on life.
I'm telling you, once I start making money at this new job... I'm going to build just the master computer.
It's
going to rape face.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have Let's Plays on them because...
I'm going to gain so much weight.
No, you're not.
I'm just going to sit down and just gain
You know what you can
that.
Do? Bernie Burns from Rooster Teeth did this, and this is part of how he lost a lot of weight. He set up his treadmill in front of his TV, and so he played games while walking on the treadmill.
That's what Andrew did, but he's on the bike.
He'll get
on the bike and just sit there and play video games all day until the timer on the bike resets. So at 9999, until it resets again, that's when he'll get off.
Isn't that like 10 fucking hours?
That's
something?
An hour and 40
minutes. 90 minutes is an hour like, and I think it's like 99 minutes before it resets.
Oh, 99 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like 999.
No,
I was like, whoa.
He's like, oh, I'm done.
99 minutes. That's an hour and 39 minutes. That's...
about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I think one time, he had the day off. He lost a lot of weight, by the way, guys. I think he's down to...
Can we have a round of applause for Andrew?
Like, this guy, okay.
God, everybody in our podcast is just...
We gotta bring him in here one day.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we would have to censor him a lot.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure we could get him to tone down.
He wouldn't tone down.
Nah.
A little bit.
I'd have to edit the entire podcast.
Like, if he's at a 10, he would go to, like, a 9.5.
Maybe a 9.2 if you're lucky.
Oh, you're lucky. But anyways, this guy, he gained a lot of weight.
Such happens when you're in a long relationship.
Yeah, I mean, he put on probably 60 plus pounds, and now he's the size of where he was in high school, which is about, I think it's like $140 now, $145.
There's
yeah.
no way. I'm 145.
But he's shorter than you.
That's true. He is really short.
I'm 160.
He's like 5'5". He's not a big guy. He lost a lot of weight, dude.
Really?
I'm like,
he's a size 30.
Yep.
How's he smaller than me?
He's a size 30 and wears a small shirt. From going from an extra large, and I think he was a size 38 waist before.
This is really great for him and all, but this is probably something nobody cares about in the podcast.
Oh, true.
Okay, so we're all very happy for him, but let's move on. So I went back to school again. I have now been 4 days in the last 3 weeks I've been to school.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a test Friday, which I'm not.
You should go meet someone nice.
I should meet someone nice?
That's cool.
I met someone nice at the gym.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, is she cute?
Yeah, she is cute.
Do you think she's cute? That's impressive.
You know, Ben was like, she's kind of cute. I'm like...
Because I'm trying to...
She's really cute. She's not kind
of
cute.
I'm trying to judge by Joey's standards, and Joey doesn't think a lot of girls are cute.
That's true.
All right, I know we can't drop names. How tall?
I think she's tall.
You don't know who she is.
I know, but I just want to get a visual of my
head. I have no idea. I didn't see her stand up.
Give me an estimate.
Ben, you have to give the estimate.
You haven't seen her stand up.
She's like 5'4".
She's 5'4".
Okay, she was sitting in the chair the whole time.
Blonde. Brunette.
No, brunette.
Black? Brunette, white, like pale white, tan.
Tannish.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D. Breast eyes, I'm talking about. Come on, guys. Come on, paint me a picture. All right,
we can talk about this after the podcast.
Paint you a picture.
Everyone who's paint listening like, is like,
one of your French girls.
But I've decided I'm going to use this podcast to get girls. I'm just going to keep saying I'm single in every podcast.
Joey's single.
Till eventually somebody's interested. It'll work, right?
I'm kind of single. I don't know.
Kind of single?
I'm kind of single.
Nick better be careful what he says on the podcast.
He
might be actually single.
I would be happy with that. I would feel bad if I broke up with her. But she has issues. Like, I love her to death, but she needs to grow up.
Wow, all right. You know, it was funny. I was thinking the first podcast, Ben was the asshole. The second one, Cy was the asshole. The third, I was the asshole. Now it's Nick's turn.
Oh, man, I can tell you so much shit about her.
Well, let's not.
Oh, no,
I'm not going to.
Let's not trash one specific person.
I'm not
going to
trash her.
Everyone.
Let's trash everybody.
Got to go down that list of people we haven't offended yet.
We should get, like, a bowl and put it in the table with, like, all of our friends' names and just draw it out random and talk shit about this person.
That's how we get people on the podcast. We just shit talk them to, like, well, hold on, fuck, now I got to come and I got to defend myself.
That would be so much fun.
It would be. Let's
make that happen.
One of my friends was listening to the podcast today while we were driving. Podcast. With us, but I turned it off because I was embarrassed. I felt weird.
I want to play EVE Online now.
I'm still thinking about it. As soon as I get home, I'm playing League of Legends.
No, you have to play EVE Online.
So much money.
But League.
You don't have to spend money on it.
Joey, you play League one time.
I played League one time. It didn't do
okay, anything. Play it a couple more times. You'll like it. I promise you, just play it.
I probably
come
will.
Come over one day.
I don't
want to. Come over one day with me and Ben. We'll all sit down. We'll play games together. And I guarantee you, once you figure it out, you are going to like it.
I'm sure. Well, I don't want to get sucked in. I enjoy not having my life overtaken by video games.
It hasn't overtaken my life. I still go out and fuck bitches.
Jesus Christ.
I fuck bitches, by the way, guys. Tell him, Ben.
He fucks bitches.
I literally fuck bitches. I got out the car today.
Lots of bitches.
Yeah, that number's up there. That number is
have
up
we reached,
there.
Have we reached three digits yet?
Almost. Almost
wow.
Three digits. All right.
Joey's brain is about to explode over here.
No STD either.
I'm trying so hard to keep these podcasts on track, and I can't do it.
Just but all around.
On League. Fuck League.
We've talked a lot about League. We should
let me say that.
Else.
But you know how you were just saying that Joey should come over with me and we should all have a game together?
Yeah.
Remember when we did that with DC Universe? We had like six fucking people there.
Yeah, we had seven. We had seven TVs in my house.
See, if all goes well, we're going to do that on a daily basis. We're going to call it Let's Plays, and we're that's going to be our entire work day.
Yeah.
Can we have a League of Legends
Let's Play? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, League of Legends.
My dreams are going to come true.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody else has a computer good enough to record on.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I have two.
You have 20 computers in your room. Guys,
I know.
Listen,
yeah.
He literally has 20 computers
I think it's actually 30.
Oh, my
but
God.
But most of them are broken. They're just there for parts.
Why don't you just, you know, take the parts that you need and put it into one super mega ultra computer?
Because it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Oh. It's all old parts.
Yeah. Oh. It's good for fixing stuff. It's good for setting up computers like this computer that's handling
okay.
the podcast.
But 30...
They were given to me.
Who gives out computers?
Somebody
give you my computer. Let's make a 31.
Businesses that are going out of business.
There's going to be a lot of porn on it, too. A lot of porn, a lot of music.
God damn, Nick.
I'm going to give it to you, and I'm just like, have it. Enjoy
all 100% legitimately, legally downloaded.
Mm-hmm. I paid for all of it.
This is why Nick is broke.
Fuck you, Ben.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of being broke, since I somehow have to get this podcast back on track, you hear that, I think we talked about last week how Nintendo changed their forecast for sales. Two or three days ago, the Nintendo CEO announced that he has cut his salary in half.
Wow.
There's also, supposedly, a new console in the works.
We talked about that last week.
Did we? The Fusion?
The Fusion.
We did.
I don't think we called it by name.
How much was his
Oh, fuck
how
me.
Much was his salary?
I have no idea, but it's half of whatever it was before.
It's probably up there.
I'm sure it is, but...
I mean,
that's kind of a big deal, though, for a CEO to say, I'm taking half my salary now.
Yeah, good for him, but the Wii U was such a letdown.
It was. Huge and we also talked about that last week, so I don't know.
What I just don't understand is,
why are there no games?
When they put out the Wii U, it's like you put out a next-gen console for Nintendo, right?
No, they called it a new-gen
console. I'm sorry, a new-gen. It's like releasing, like, one company, like, Microsoft's like, oh, here's a 360, and Nintendo comes out like, oh, but we have the N64! Like, they always take a step back. They need a step forward, they need to push for those third-party games, and they need the hardcore gamers to stay alive.
Right. Well, that's the thing. They released the same six fucking games.
And not even that, but even if they kept the same target audience and the same kind of types of consoles, there's another couple of things that Nintendo's kind of screwing up here. They've got your online data. Like, if you buy a game online through the Nintendo eStore, or is that what it's called, the eStore?
Yeah,
sure.
It's tied to your console still. So if you lose, like, say you bought it on your 3DS and you lose your 3DS,
oh, that
you're fucked.
Fucking sucks.
You can't get it back.
That's horrible.
And it's a very simple thing, I would imagine, a very simple thing for them to do, to just simply tie it to your account instead of your console.
Why don't they do that?
I don't know. That's what nobody can figure out. They're wondering why they're doing so bad, and they're making decisions like that.
Aliens.
No. They just need to go to Reddit one day.
And then, like, that's what everybody's saying.
Like an AMA, like, hi, we're Nintendo, ask us anything. Oh no, help us with this. Help us fix our goddamn company. That's all they need to do, and I guarantee it.
I mean, because everybody is making it very clear what they want, and Nintendo's just kind of like, nah.
They're just like, fuck you guys.
And like, they're online.
Here's another Zelda game.
Right, they're on the picture. No, Skyward Sword was apparently a very, very good game, or whatever the sequel was to Skyward
Sword. A Link Between Worlds
was supposed to be really good.
I heard that was good.
But again, you know, that's one good game. I'm not going to go out and buy a Wii U.
But you know
what
would be great? If we could do Let's Plays on Nintendo games, we can show the world how fucking good these games
are. That's another thing. Nintendo is like, nope, no Let's Plays. What the why? There's no valid reason for that.
The only thing I would buy a Wii U for, if they made a next-gen Pokemon game where your screen, you can kind of like look in the grass and like kind of...
You know what? I want Pokemon Snap.
Or like a Pokemon Snap with that controller. You can like look around your living room and like a Pikachu would pop up behind your lamp or something. That would be kind of cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Or like Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, the 3DS, ooh, though, actually has a pretty cool augmented reality game. Where you just kind of sit in your room and it distorts the room and you like have to look around your desk to like look in caves and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's not great.
Is that an X and Y or Black White 2?
No, it's just part of the 3DS. It's like built in. But it's really cool. It's got a long way to come, but it's a neat concept.
I feel like Nintendo has a lot of cool concepts. They are just dropping the ball over and over again, and I really want to take
And everybody's sitting there saying, this is what we want, and Nintendo's just like, nah.
I would totally be Team Nintendo if they fixed their shit.
Yeah.
Because that's what I started out with.
Me too. Like, when the Wii first came out, I was fully on board for the Wii. Not a huge fan of the other consoles, because Nintendo was trying to do something new, and they didn't fulfill
what they were promising. Anyway, can I jump back real quick to the augmented reality moving the screen around thing? Why does the PS Vita have those stupid fucking cards?
I have no idea what you're
like. You have to have like a little set of cards to go with your augmented reality.
Oh, well, so does the 3DS. Yeah, so well, there's actually two or three games that you don't need them for, but they do, and that's something because it needs something to track. So I understand that from like a programming perspective, why that is a necessity.
But if programmers as a general could just move past that, because I really don't want to carry around
really
fucking
hard.
Cards.
It's really hard.
Why can't they just be like, find something that's going to be your fucking center, and then point your camera at it, and
give
then push
A. Because
it's a lot easier to say, this is what's going to be your center, than adapting to whatever you happen to choose to be your center.
I mean, just put your 3DS in like a carrying case with the cards in there, bam, you're done.
Why can't you just put a quarter down?
There you go.
At the quarter.
Because quarters are round, and you can't tell what orientation a quarter is in.
Oh, well.
I'm sure they thought
fuck me in the ass.
I'm sure they've thought of these ideas before.
But anyways, Nintendo needs to get
apparently
their shit
not,
together.
Apparently not, because they're fucking it up.
They really need to get their shit together. I would love to...
I would love to jump back to Nintendo.
Exactly, thank you. I want to play Metroid again. I want to play Zelda. I want to play Mario. I really want to play Mario, but I'm not going to go out and spend $200 just to play those three titles.
Right.
It's not worth it to me.
I agree.
Well, you know what? I wanted a new Mega Man game, and now I have to wait for Mighty No. 9.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Mighty No. 9 is the new Mega Man.
I was never a huge Mega Man person.
Oh, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no.
Jump back to last week.
Are you kidding me?
The game that got me into gaming was Mega Man 2.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I never got mine.
I'm still editing the podcast, and we never went back to Ben's.
Fuck you guys.
I think everybody else said what they started with except Ben. Sorry, Ben.
It's okay. Well, now you know. Mega Man 2 is the game that got me into gaming. Yeah. And I am a hardcore Mega Man fan.
But back to what we were... The Pokemon Snap. If they made a new Pokemon Snap, especially on the 3DS...
That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah,
that would be... Ooh, that would be really nice.
Yeah, it would. And that's one of those games... I actually played it... I mean, it was probably 2 or 3 years ago now, but played it again. That's one of those games
that... I was about to say, you only played it 2 or 3 years ago?
No, I played it again then. I mean, it's a pretty short game. I remember me and my friends used to see how fast we could beat it, and we could do it in, like, 30 minutes, which was fun to do, but short. Anyway, that was a game that held up, like, really well over time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kicked myself in the ass because when I was a kid, I wanted... What game was it? Doesn't matter. Anyways, I went to a GameStop with my old N64 games, and I happened to trade in Pokemon Snap, and I regret it to this day.
I still have it. It's in a drawer right there.
Oh, I love you.
And you guys just pointed out that I have a gold Nintendo 64, which...
Yeah, I have never seen a gold 64. You guys might have.
I've always had it. I've never thought or heard of anything special about it, and these two believe...
It's a special edition, limited release for a game or something.
Because they have the Pokemon, the Pikachu N64, which I remember that. Love to have.
I wanted that one, but my mom said, "No, you won't want that because you'll feel weird when you're older." I was like, "And here I am at 19." Well, shit,
I don't want that.
I'm 26 and I still play Pokemon. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. I'm
24.
No, I think we're pretty normal.
24, single.
He has a gorgeous face, audience.
I have nice eyes.
Very nice eyes. Very gentle eyes.
He also has a tattoo on his butt. It's a heart that says cheer.
Fuck it up, Joe.
One wing on that heart.
Because the other one would have went into my asshole.
You need to get that other wing, though.
No, I don't. Just saying. Okay, we need to get off this.
But yeah, I would really
like to see. Is Ben embarrassed about his butt tattoo for the first time?
No, I'm not. I just don't feel like it's an appropriate topic on the pod.
Really, of all the things we've talked about, that's the inappropriate one?
The dicks,
it's the butt tattoo, which you show everybody anyway. Not everybody.
I've toned down on that.
Yeah, you have a lot.
My ex used to get really mad at me about that.
When I first met you, I saw your ass every day. Every single day.
There was a day, a time in my life when my ass was out constantly.
Yeah, I've seen Ben's ass more times than I care to admit.
I think I've seen your ass more times.
It's a nice ass, though.
If
I do say so myself.
Alright, moving on.
There we go, now we're moving on. Fuck
good
yeah.
Job, so WoW reached 100 million players.
I want to play, but I don't want to play.
Fuck WoW.
It's the same thing with EVE and League. I don't want to get drawn in, and I don't want it to consume
my
life.
Actually, I take that back. Don't fuck WoW, because I'm trying to get into the Heroes of the Storm beta. Their MOBA game. It takes characters from Diablo, World of Warcraft, and StarCraft, and it puts them all into a MOBA Dota 2 League of Legends style game.
What's Dota stand for?
Defense of the Ancients.
I don't know, but that was one of those games that I tried to get into the beta for, then it came out, and then I tried to buy it, and I had been in the beta the entire fucking time.
Huh.
It was one of those things where you go on Steam, it's like, yeah, I want to buy this. You already own this game.
Dota is free. Oh. Dota's free to play. Oh.
Maybe then I was just trying to get into the beta, and it turns out I had been in the beta for like 6 months, and I just had no idea.
Huh. What sucks?
Same thing with PlanetSide 2. I had no idea it was in the beta. I was in the beta for like six months before I realized.
I was in the Hearthstone beta, closed beta, and I was playing it.
You're in, now be careful here, because you're in a lot of closed betas that are, have NDAs on.
Now it's an open beta.
So it is an open beta, so you can talk
about it. I was like, okay, I got to jump on Hearthstone because I want to give them more feedback on the game. I jump in, and I try to post in the closed beta feedback, and it's like, you can't post here. I'm like, what? And I back out, and it said, read only, open beta forum. I'm like, open!
Ben felt special. He no longer feels special.
I no longer feel special with Hearthstone.
But I do
want to
play WoW, though. I do want to just, like, dedicate one day, sit down.
One day.
See what it's like. You know, order a pizza and some Hot Pockets. And
you know,
just,
can we embark on this together? Because that sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome, but I have to interrupt here. I read a really interesting thing about Hot Pockets. You know how Hot Pockets, when you microwave them...
They're fucking molten hot on the outside.
Really Hot Pockets on parts, and like ice cold pockets on the other?
Yeah.
Apparently the secret is to use the defrost option on your microwave for 90 seconds, and the normal microwave for the last 30 seconds. And then you get a nice, evenly cooked Hot Pocket.
Joey, I think
power
you just...
Power of Reddit, I'm guessing.
Oh yes. My god, you just saved my life.
Right? Well, because I had no idea what the defrost button was.
I go in balls deep when I get a Hot Pocket. Like, I don't want to wait. I want it now. I want it then. I dip it in some ranch to cool it off, and I take a bite, and then I taste plastic for weeks. It is molten.
Factory. Man, well, that's a good taste in factory.
Either right bite into an ice cube or bite into lava.
Yeah, it's like hot, hot, cold, 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 yeah. Hot. It's back and forth.
Yeah, but anyway, I had no idea really what the defrost option did. I mean, obviously it defrosted your food, but I guess it changes the power of the microwave. So it's like 2 seconds at 50% power, 1 second at 100%, then a second off, and it repeats the process, changing the times, so it more evenly cooks it,
yeah.
And that's what avoids creating those different pocket temperatures.
Oh, we got to stop talking about hot pockets, because I really want
to. I would just like to take this moment now to say you're welcome to everybody listening to this podcast, whose life I have now changed on how to properly.
You literally just changed the world from that.
I did.
You rocked
it. This is going to be the part that pushes our podcast over the edge of being famous.
Guys, did you guys hear? They figured out how to cook hot pockets perfectly.
They've changed the world. That's amazing.
No more lava.
There will be peace
ice.
In the Middle East.
But back to WoW. Have you ever played WoW?
I have not. I have made the decision not to play WoW for that exact reason.
My old roommate would stay up until about 6 o'clock in the morning playing
that
it. And
I am totally okay name dropping. Go ahead.
You're okay?
In this particular instance. Yeah, what's his name?
Jeremy.
I don't remember. I vaguely remember Jeremy.
Huge fucking dude who didn't get off the chair.
He's the one who broke the couches because he was so big and he would just plop himself down on the couch. So he broke both the couches.
Wow.
His wife came out of her... the room one day and looked at me and she's like, Nick, would you fuck me? And I didn't know what to say.
Wow.
Because like she was pretty, but she had like that dumb face. You know what I'm talking
here
about?
Here we go, getting offensive again.
Like that really dumb face.
Hey, but the highlight of the podcast was the hot pockets.
Yeah.
She had a really,
remember the hot pockets.
She had a really bad southern drawl too. She was from Georgia, like a small town in Georgia. So
you know,
I'm
oddly attracted to
Southern draw.
Southern Belle type.
She was no Belle.
No.
She was Southern, no Belle. But she came out and she's like, Nick, would you fuck me? And I'm like, I don't know how to answer that question. And she's like, because he won't. And I'm like, what? Like, now keep in mind, she's not ugly. She's a pretty girl. But
way out of his league.
She's way out of his league.
But again, Nick is a responsible person who would not fuck somebody who is married. Right, Nick?
Anyways. I've done it. They're not together, so...
Okay, that's...
Yeah, I would never sleep with, like, Lee.
Knowingly
I would never sleep...
allow somebody to cheat on their significant other? Just say yes.
I don't know. I can't answer that question honestly right now.
He can't answer that in good faith as his lawyer.
You know what? I have to applaud Nick for being honest. And, you know, that's something we want to try here, is to not censor ourselves too much.
No, I'm an honest guy.
I want people to love us for being assholes.
If Nick will fuck
like
your wife.
I won't fuck your wife. I'll make sweet, sweet love to your wife. And sex with her would never be the same again, because she has a certain expectation that has to be met now. And you won't be able to fulfill that. Long story short, once they fuck her, you will be getting divorced.
All right, anyway, let's go ahead and move on out of here again. You guys are lucky I'm here to keep us on track.
If you weren't here, dude, oh my god.
This would be one giant clusterfuck of inappropriate profanity.
You'd reach the end of the 2 hours. Right, so back to the topic. Eve Online.
Yeah, we'd still be there.
But there's rumors about Amazon releasing a console.
What kind? Like a Steam-based console?
No, it's an Android-based console.
So like Angry Birds.
Ouya tried to do it. Stay away.
No. Now hold on here. Ouya did it, and they did an awful job. I think that's kind of been a
collectively raised $8 million on Kickstarter, though.
This has been like a collective acknowledgement that Ouya failed.
Well, they also fucked up at E3. Instead of actually getting a booth, they tried to do it outside the show.
But that's not what screwed them up, though. The problem was
for me. I was going to buy one.
And that's why you didn't buy one?
Yeah, because that's fucking cheap and stupid. Just get a fucking booth. Stop being a cheap ass.
Nobody cares but Ben. Ben's the only person who cares about that problem.
Yep.
The reason Ouya actually failed was because it was really weak. I mean, it was less statistics.
There you go.
Than even like other Android phones. So there was no benefit to playing games on it compared to your phone, because there was no power behind it.
Wasn't it like based off the 2.3? version?
I don't remember. All I know is that it was like a very low spec version of Android, and I really think that's why it failed. And Android, not Android, Amazon, who has a lot of money, yeah, billions and billions of dollars, has the necessary money to push a console like that and make it work.
Now, would it be in competition with the systems we have out today?
I don't know. Because I don't even know if it's officially been announced or if it's just rumors.
So it's basically all independent companies, independent indie games are going to be put on the console.
Not necessarily. The only thing would be that it would be Android-based.
Okay.
But I think Amazon has the potential to make it with enough specs that you could actually get a real feeling console out of it and not something like the Ouya was. Ouya? How do you say it?
Ouya? Ouya?
I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Nobody cares anymore.
Uvula.
Yeah.
Uvula. The uvula.
The uvula.
Can we make a system called a uvula?
Not sure how I feel about that one.
The punching bag in the back of your throat.
I would like to see Google come out with a console.
If Google made an Android-based console, I'd be okay with that, because they make Android.
I feel like anything Google comes out with is just awesome.
I feel
except
like
Google Plus.
Hey, yeah, except Google Plus. That I don't know what they were trying to do there.
Beat Facebook, but Facebook sucks too. So,
well, Facebook, their users are dropping.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say Facebook's actually doing pretty bad now. I forget what it was. They lost like 50% of their previous demographic or something.
Really?
Or like 50% less teenagers are using it now or something.
What are they using?
Instagram, I guess.
Yeah.
That's... Which I mean, I guess Facebook owns Instagram, but
do they really?
Because like the
why
kids
do I not know this?
Like the kids at our gym,
no,
they all post stuff on Instagram all day long, but I never see anything on Facebook.
Right.
But and I guess what's actually happening, why they lost the teenagers, is what the kids were no longer teenagers. You know, they were now young 20, adults. And they're no longer in that teenage demographic. But the thing was, they weren't getting new users to fill in those gaps in the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old gap.
Like, the only reason I keep my Facebook is just to keep...
see, I was happy when
be
Facebook...
Be friends with everybody. Yeah. You know, keep...
Really, the only thing... I just use it for the chat.
Yeah. So
the chat option, I do like the chat.
That's about it, just because I know everybody's on it, and if I want to chat to somebody and I don't have their number, that's a good way for me to...
I like sharing what I find, too.
That's the new AIM.
Me too.
I like... I don't know.
Yeah, I miss AIM. You guys remember
AIM? And I love offending people.
Yes, you do.
I lose so many friends.
I'm sure you do.
Like, I go to them, like, oh, I wonder what so-and-so is doing. I type their name in the browser, and I click it, and it's like, add friend. I'm like, that bitch. That bitch. I posted something on there the other day. It said, nothing. No one feels more accomplished than an ugly pregnant chick.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure I lost a friend.
I'm sure you did, too. And I think we're slowly losing podcast listeners, too.
But no, I mean, that's like a positive thing to say, I thought.
It's a positive thing. It's not that dick. I could be dick.
I was going to say, you've said dicker things. Well, I think last
dicker, is dicker a word?
It's not a word.
It's not a word. I made it a word. It's
going
not
to
a
be
word.
A word. Dicker.
Dicker.
No one's more dicker
than
Nick.
More dick than Nick.
You remember when we added cisexual to Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, we did.
What?
Yeah. Cisexual is a word on Urban Dictionary.
Cisexual?
Cisexual.
Yeah. It's something like, we'll have
we'll fuck anything with legs, basically.
Yeah, but anything with a heartbeat, I think.
So am I cisexual? No, I have.
Do you fuck
ass? Class.
I don't know.
I don't
do you fuck dogs?
No.
Okay, you are not cisexual. I'm not saying that Cy has done either.
I'm picky as hell when it comes to... Wait, no. Because when I'm drunk, my standards drop drastically.
Although, speaking of being picky, I'm really picky at eating.
What do you mean picky at eating? Like certain type of food?
Yes, like certain types of food. Like,
can your food touch?
It depends on the type of food.
Oh,
really?
Dude.
Like, if there's...
Like, Joey, you are pushing the boundaries of our friendship.
This is something I got made fun of. It was a couple
new
years
things
ago.
About this man every day.
This is why the podcast is so
closer
great.
Together.
But we were eating... It was a team party at somebody's house, and we were eating hot dogs. And I got ketchup on the outside of my bun. And so I said, hey, could I get a new bun? My bun's dirty.
Oh my god.
Because there's ketchup on it. Even though I put ketchup on the inside of the bun with my hot dog, I didn't want to eat the ketchup on the outside of
Joey,
the bun.
Joey, God bless you. God bless you, Joey.
Are you saying that because of last
yep.
week? Do you? Okay. I was gonna say, do you remember that? Because I'm just now editing
oh
the podcast.
Oh my god. Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
See, I'm not a picky eater. Only thing I really don't like is coleslaw.
I don't like coleslaw. I there's a
I
lot of things I don't
coleslaw.
Like. I don't like any beans. I don't really like
what
peas. I don't like any potatoes.
So basically,
you
don't
like
eat
potatoes?
Barbecue.
I don't like potatoes. No, I love barbecue. Well, I love the
do
meat.
Do you eat
barbecue.
French fries?
I'm picky about my french fries, though. I like thin french fries. So, like, McDonald's french fries, Steak and Shake french fries.
You put a french fry in front of me, I'm going to eat it.
I'll, pick at them, but I don't like those big, mushy potato fries. Like, the steak fries?
Ooh, love them. Thick french fries.
Get sweet all that potatoes, no.
You never have... What? Dude,
I don't like whipped cream.
What?
I hate whipped cream. It's a texture.
You're gonna find a girl who's gonna be a freak, and she's gonna walk into your room wearing a whipped cream bikini, expecting you to lick it off. And by God, Joey, if you look at her and say I don't like whipped cream, I am gonna slap the shit out of you. She's gonna have a cherry down there. You're gonna be like, mm-mm.
I don't like cherries. I don't like, what the fuck?
I don't like none of that shit. Go wash it off, bitch. I got things to do.
It's bad.
Oh, God. Whipped cream? Really?
The worst part is, everything you just said about that situation is probably how that would happen.
Oh, my God. If I walked into my room and I saw a girl wearing nothing but whipped cream, I would just attack it ferociously. Like, she would be spotless. Spotless.
Nope, I think I'd say, nope, I'm sorry. Not feeling it.
What if it was, like, your dream girl? Who's your dream girl?
I don't know.
Come on.
Victoria Justice is pretty amazing.
There we go. She is upstairs in your room right now, bikini and whipped cream. What do you do?
You lick it off, guys. You lick that shit off.
You take one for the fucking team and you lick it off.
I guess I'd try, but I'd probably end up throwing up.
I'm going to ruin one of your relationships. I'm like, you know what Joey really enjoys? Whipped cream bikinis.
And Jell-O.
Yeah, one time...
Don't tell me you don't like Jell-O.
He can't do Jell-O shots.
Don't you remember we were at... It was Jordan's birthday party.
Oh, God.
And there were Jell-O shots. It took one. The moment it got, like, halfway down my throat, came right back up. Had nothing to do with the alcohol. Was 100% the feeling of Jell-O in my throat. I just did not like and threw it right back up.
Why do you think so much about it?
Wait, it's like, if you go, let's say, get to-go food, does... Your food can't touch at all.
It depends on the type of food. So, like...
Like, if your barbecue meat gets on your french fries.
That's fine, but let's say there was mashed potatoes also, because I don't like mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. If mashed potatoes got on the meat, I would take that meat and push it to the side and not eat it.
You're not...
See, when I go out, there's this one restaurant I like going out to up in the area. I've been going there now.
You can name it.
It's called Lupton's. It's amazing. I've been going there now
for
22 years.
It's awesome.
22, 23 years.
Aren't you only like 26?
I've been going there since I was a kid.
Okay.
They've been around for a while.
Nick was force-fed barbecue sauce at birth.
That's why I was so big. But I would go there and they just give me a to-go box and they're like, fill it up. And I literally, like, food stacked on top of food, stacked on top of more food, and then barbecue sauce drenched.
Ooh, I do love barbecue, though. Like, pulled pork sandwiches, that kind of
stuff. Oh, my
God.
I know, right? We're going to have to go eat after this.
I'm going to go get a pizza.
I went to this restaurant up in Orlando called Yellow Dog. Which, by the way, guys, if you live in Orlando, check it out.
Or you're just visiting, because Orlando's a popular vacation spot.
Yeah. It's called Yellow Dog.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the middle of not really nowhere. It's in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
Really? That's weird.
The restaurant is an old house.
You know, I dropped off, there was a UPS that was an old house, and I dropped off a package and was like, this is sketchy as fuck.
Like, yeah, because like, my friend was taking me there. This is really weird. We're in a neighborhood right now. And she's like, we're really close. It's a very, very nice neighborhood.
Okay.
But the food there was fantastic. Fantastic.
And I wanted it so bad, but the people in my car wanted fucking Denny's.
Yeah, now, the other day I was going, I mean, it was between Wing House and Five Guys, but like the entire gym was going to Wing House, and the people in my car, well, no, let's go to Five Guys.
No, fuck you guys. They have burgers at Wing House.
Yeah, so that was an annoying
experience. I like getting dollar bills and just throwing them on the floor at Wing House.
Oh my.
And then kind of like watching
you
them.
You are a
up.
Terrible person. You know
I'm horrible. Horrible. I can be worse, but I'm not gonna be racist. I'm not gonna say anything else.
If you don't have
up.
A Wing House in your area, Wing House is like Hooters.
Yeah,
they wear
but
the
better.
Same shit.
But better.
I was gonna Wing say the Wing House wear shorter shorts than
yes they do.
Yes Hooter they does. Do. And the girls there are just
bootylicious.
All right, so let's talk about Koizie because I've been going to Koizie a lot
since we're on the topic of restaurants.
Koizie.
Koizie's awesome.
All right, so let's explain because Koizie. I've never heard of any other restaurant like Koizie.
All right, guys. Koizie is basically it's something new. That we've been going to now for about 2 years.
No, I feel like it's only been about a year.
It's only been over a year.
When I went,
me
it was like this.
Been broken up for almost 2 years now.
Really?
There's no way.
No way.
This October will be two. Oh, this November will be 2 years.
It's January. You got an entire fucking year.
I'm just saying, I round up, motherfucker.
No, but I'm saying, so yeah, about a year ago it opened.
About a year ago it opened. And it's a sushi hibachi restaurant. And the concept is, it's all you can eat, but it's not a buffet. Everything's made to order.
And at least for lunchtime, $9.95.
It's $9.95.
All you can eat. And again, everything's made to order. Fantastic food.
I can't.
I just went today.
Fuckers.
Also, I'm broke.
For dinner, it is $17.95, all you can eat.
And unless it's Friday, Sunday, in which case it's $14.95.
Yeah. You have lots of sushi rolls that you can choose from specialty to simple. You have appetizers, a whole nine yards.
Soup, salad.
Steak, they even chicken. Have a hibachi grill that you can go sit in front of and watch the fire show.
No, hold on. I'm going to jump into that. I did today. I sat at the hibachi grill.
Mm-hmm.
Would not recommend.
Really?
The service, I mean, I probably just had a bad waiter for this.
Were you there for lunch or dinner?
Lunch.
Okay.
Server was terrible. But the biggest problem was when we sat at just the table, we could order whatever we want and whatever order we wanted, and it just came out one after the other after the other.
Yeah.
And it was great that way. We could eat all the food we wanted. But when you sit at the hibachi grill, you can only order one hibachi dish because they have to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you order other stuff, but you have to order while the guy's cooking, and then it's hard to do that because it's kind of loud.
Yeah.
And so the orders were getting messed up, and you had to wait for the hibachi, and you were eating other stuff, and when you ordered the hibachi, you were hungry for the hibachi, but now you've had four rolls of sushi, and you don't want the hibachi anymore.
No, I still want the hibachi.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I still ended up eating it, but it just, it wasn't nearly as enjoyable, so I would personally not recommend the hibachi.
I never sit at the hibachi table. Yeah. I sat there for my birthday, just because, right. You know, I want all my friends, gotcha. You know, around me. But usually I grab a booth or a table. And
yeah, sitting in the booth, the table's the way to go. And the first time, or not the first time I went, the 2 weeks ago I went, and the service was really good. Yeah, usually, it was just one thing after the other that was
usually
awesome.
The service is pretty good. I've had a couple of bad eggs, but, I mean, you're going to get that in any restaurant.
Exactly, and again, the food is so good, and it was only, I mean, with your drink, your bill comes and tip comes out to like $15.
Yeah, I usually just like, I think the nights, it's 17?
So, right, so I'm talking about lunch. I usually go on lunch time.
I usually go, and I'm like, I'm going to spend $30. Like, just give them 30. I mean, they run their asses off, so.
Yeah, that place, I remember the first time we went about a year ago. I want to say I went with you, Nick.
Yeah,
that was definitely there.
When this restaurant first opened up, guys,
we were like the only people in the restaurant.
Yeah, we were there every day.
For the first
sometimes
2 weeks.
Twice a day. I think we went twice a day, twice in a week once.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
We went there a lot frequently.
It's good food. It's not like gross, nasty food. Anyway, and back then, we were like the only people there. Both times I've went now, we've had to wait like 30 minutes for a table.
Yeah, it
at
is
like
packed.
2 in the afternoon, which is an off lunch hour.
I'm happy for them, though.
Me too,
they're doing good. You know?
I will say, though, that I've had the hibachi table, but only at dinner times. And when it's dinner times, their servers are on point.
I could have just had a bad server, but I enjoy the
table. And they let you order hibachi again, but it's cooked in the back.
They do, but it was weird because you had to wait like for the cook to come out, then to cook everybody's food at the table, including yours. And it was just a lot easier to have.
I don't think I could put down 2 hibachi dishes because what they give you in that one
they gave
is huge.
Well, there was.
You can double. You can order.
No, I got triple today. Triple. Because I got just the steak. I didn't want the rice because, again, I'm picky about foods. I didn't like the rice or the vegetables.
Oh, my God.
So I said, could I get just the steak? Good. And he said, sure, would you like extra? I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'll probably eat extra. And he gave me a triple fucking steak. Those are big plates.
Yeah.
Entirely full of steak.
I went there one time and ordered a lobster tail and a ribeye with my hibachi. Oh, my God.
That's so
crazy.
Yeah.
And they have lobster tail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got
lobster tail. It's like an extra $8.
But that's at the dinner menu, which is different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
They don't have...
Okay, I don't think they have lobster tail.
Because I got the steak and chicken plus a ribeye. Plus the lobster toe. By the way, guys, I am 6'4", 258 pounds. I can put down food. So don't think,
you guys
should be badass. I can eat.
You guys would be proud of me, because I'm sure you guys will remember, I'd go like 2 days and like eat one sandwich and that was it.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot more. Like today, I got...
You look healthy.
Thank you. I got a full roll of sushi, 2 sashimi rolls of sushi, the triple steak, a salad, and soup, and ate it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
came home and ate 15 chicken nuggets.
If nice. I usually go there, I get 4 rolls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little like appetizer dishes because they're not that big. It's like you get four pieces.
But that's another thing. I do feel they kind of take some of the take the portions down so you don't eat a whole lot, which is good. That's how I want it.
Except
the sushi, they make you a lot of fucking sushi.
That's how they limit the waste too, because a lot of people
exactly.
take one bite. And like,
well, now they actually have a disclaimer on it that if you don't finish all your food, there may be a surcharge.
Yeah,
that's good. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Although, sushi is really strict, and every piece is 75 cents that you don't eat.
Yeah. Oh, I put all. When I was taking my, I don't know if she still is girlfriend. When I had sugar there, I think she didn't finish like 5 rolls. I'm like, mine.
Eating.
Yeah. These are mine.
I feel like we've been talking about food for a long time.
Yeah, because I'm getting still really hungry.
Yeah. So anybody listening right now that's about lunchtime, I'm sorry. Go enjoy some damn good food.
Yeah, go get some sushi. Yeah. Spicy mayo that shit up.
Spicy mayo is the best. Mm.
On everything.
So, Gasparilla was this weekend.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to go.
Yeah, well, you guys had come. Did you have any?
I didn't get to go.
I was going
to
say, I hate Gasparilla personally.
I love Gasparilla.
Fuck that.
Why do you need an excuse to get drunk and dress up like a pirate? Why can you not do that on any other weekend?
Why?
It is frowned upon to dress like a pirate. Upon.
But you go there, okay, the way I see it, you go to Gasparilla.
Is anybody actually looking forward to the dressing up as the pirate part? I feel like that's just an extra.
No.
It's all about getting, that's what Gasparilla is.
You go to Gasparilla, okay, and here in Tampa, we have this one day early in the year, it's Gasparilla. It's kind of like Mardi Gras, but with pirates.
Booze, yeah. Beads, and movies.
Pretty much.
Basically, I love
that awkward moment where my mom was in the 97X Girls of Gasparilla album.
Your mom was hot, first off.
Wow. Alright.
Hi, Mom. I'm sorry. You are gorgeous.
Oh, God.
You are just hands down. Just.
Alright, man. Gasparilla was fun, though.
Yeah. Gasparilla.
Fuck.
But no, like, I like going to Gasparilla. I like going there never super early. Right. And then, you know, drink mimosas.
I'm sorry,
as
Mom.
Gay as
that. I didn't know.
Now you know. It's going to be awkward seeing you again.
I hope my mom never listens to the podcast.
Piss on the ground. Anyways, Gasparilla. I like going there super early to start drinking. You know, mimosas, as gay as that sounds.
At 7:30.
At 7:30 in the morning.
I was going to say, it starts at 7:30, and there are people drunk off their asses at 7:30.
Yes.
You have people passed out before the parade even starts.
That's why I start off with something small. And then you kind of work. You don't start off your day off with, you know, Jameson on the rocks.
Start at 7:30. You have another at least 12 to 15 hours before you're done drinking.
Like, if you give me a bottle of Jameson, I can just put that down. Like, no ice, nothing. But the mimosas, it's kind of like a little. If you go with girls, they love that shit. They eat it up. I buy it just for them. And then once everyone kind of starts flowing, you just start walking around with the liquor. You see some cute girls. You ask them for shit. They want to do some shots. They're gonna say yes. And you go from there.
And here's me being a terrible person again.
I am a horrible person.
I know.
But the thing is, I'm a really nice guy. I am a nice person. I'll get the shirt off my back for somebody.
Everybody refers to you as the teddy bear, despite your 6'4".
Yeah. Massive appearance and facial
piercings. He's got like 1-inch gauges, snake bite lip piercings, tattoos, and is also very, very large.
Yeah, I'm a very nice person.
And your nose ring. Not like the girly nose ring, but the one that goes through the middle of your nose.
The septum pierce?
Yeah, the bull horn, or the bull ring.
Yeah. Do you still have it? I don't
see it. Yeah, there.
Oh, okay, I see it now.
Yeah.
Alright, so anyway.
When it's cold out, I flip it out, because when my nose drips, this gets really gross.
Ew. Alright. Man.
I want sushi.
Yeah, I want sushi too. Maybe we'll go eat after this.
Yes.
Anyway, we were Gasparilla. I had an annoying experience Gasparilla. I also had a competition on Gasparilla. It was at the fairgrounds.
Ooh.
But on the way back, I had to take somebody home, which wasn't a problem. We went down, right down the highway, dropped him off, and I came back on the highway. I get to the last exit, and traffic just stops. Again, that was like 10 minutes from my house. It took me an hour and a half to get home. At that point, I was like 4 minutes from my house. I just had to go get off the exit, go through 4 blocks of downtown, and then I'm pretty much at my house.
Yeah, you should have known better.
It was minimal, but I looked, and the entire rest of the highway was clear. Yeah. It wasn't until that last exit that
that's the area where everything goes. Yeah. Like, where you live at, you live, like, you know, a rock throw away from the actual parade.
I do.
So that's why there's so much traffic.
Yeah, like, I live on an island. I live in Davis Islands.
Yeah.
And there's a bridge, and they pretty much blocked off the entire bridge.
Except for one lane. Dude, my job pulled $40,000 on Gasparilla.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's really good. But, people, I think they caught 6 people having sex. People were pissing everywhere. We just kick them out.
If they're having sex?
Well, first...
Do you let them finish?
I caught one person having sex. I don't say anything. And I'm like, just make it fast. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm not, I wouldn't want to get like, hey, get your dick out of that, you gotta go.
What the fuck are you having sex in a restaurant?
Okay, when you're, it's a bar, too. It's a it's like a bar, club, restaurant. My sister, oh my god.
Let's not talk too much about your sister. I had to cut a lot of stuff out about your sister last podcast. Oh yeah,
no, but she caught somebody having sex. And she was like, y'all need to get the fuck out of here.
That sounds
and
like
the guy handed her a 20 and was like, can you just, you know, shh about it. And she's like, nah, I gotta fucking pee. And the girl handed her more money. My sister's like, she just handed me like a lot of cash. And
who the fuck is paying $40-$50 to have sex in a bar?
Said no, get the fuck out, I gotta pee.
Oh, well, good for your sister.
No!
Fuck her!
Fuck that! Take the money!
Take the money!
I'll go fucking... I will go next door and
watch. I watched this, like,
we clearly have conflicting opinions on this matter.
This one, the guy that I called, he was 6'8", big fucker. He was huge, like, big. Not, like, muscular, big.
So how do you guys feel about paying for apps on your phones?
Don't.
Do you ever, like, buy an app?
The last app that I bought... Holy shit, was Reddit. Reddit Alien Blue.
Yeah, that was an app I bought. And I actually ended up buying that twice. I bought it for my iPhone. It was a different app. It was Alien Blue on my iPhone devices, which I actually had to buy one for my iPhone and then one for my iPad. And then I also bought Reddit Sync on Android.
Nice.
So.
I'll admit this, guilty pleasure. Candy Crush, I've spent probably only $10. I spent $10 on Candy Crush, like getting lives and stuff. And then I kind of came to the realization, like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
Like, this is why they're making so much money, because people like me. Yeah. So I...
and the fact that they trademarked the name Candy.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
But anyways, I would just go through my settings and just reset the time and get more lives.
Oh, you can do that?
Yeah. Fun fact, you guys can do that.
Here we go, look at that. We're helping people with our Hot Pockets, with their Candy Crush addictions.
You'll get more lives.
We are great people.
I promise. But when you go set it back to real time, like,
it gets all fucked up.
It gets it all messed up, and you gotta, like, reset your phone or, like, sync it to your computer. I don't know. It took me a while to figure it out. But, yeah.
Really, you're just screwing up everybody's games.
Not really. But, yeah, I'll say Alien Blue is probably the last app I bought, just because I wanted the full version. Now,
the last one I bought was Pocket Casts, which is like a podcast manager for my phone, because I listen to the Rooster Teeth podcast a lot, and they have a couple podcasts. Plus, our own is on there.
Nice.
And I think that was $3.99, which was kind of steep, but
yeah.
But it's a good app, and I use it, so it was worth it.
On my Kindle, I've been using that a lot lately. I've been buying a lot of comic books on there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's blessing. I love it.
You were telling me you were reading the Infinity Gauntlet comics?
Yes.
How are you enjoying this?
I love it. I bought the Infinity Gauntlet on Kindle for $4, the whole series, and I think I could have had the books mailed to me, too, for an extra, like, $10.
Wow, I didn't know you could buy the whole series for $4. I might do that.
Yeah, like, I love it.
Kindle.
I read that. I read
Which is also an Amazon product.
Venom vs. Carnage. That was a good read.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like the whole fact. Like, you can purchase the comic book, the books on the Kindle for super cheap.
Can you, like, scroll by panel? Or, yeah, like, panel?
You can zoom in on the panel and just, like,
scroll. That's nice. You can
literally read it like you normally would, but some of the panels is, like, a little small, so you just double-click it, and it enlarges it, and you can scroll that way.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But I guess on the iPad, you probably wouldn't have to do that. I was thinking more
of the iPad's a lot bigger, so I don't think you would have to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love it. I love being just... I wish I had the collection in front of me that I can just hold in my hand. Yeah.
The Infinity Gauntlet movie is supposedly going to have their first reveal trailer during the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah. And apparently this is the first Nick's heard of them having a movie.
I knew they were having a movie. Okay. I didn't know the trailer was coming out doing it.
What? Yeah, which is Sunday, by the way. Yeah, Super Bowl.
Dude. Oh.
You guys have any Super Bowl plans?
I am so happy right now.
Yeah, are you doing anything for the Super Bowl?
I might go to my new job. They have a huge TV.
Yeah.
They're probably going to do a party.
Okay.
I think the rest of our staff gets back that day, so they might do something. If not, I don't know. I don't think
I have any plans, so I might...
I don't have any plans.
Wait, what are you doing, Ben?
I don't fucking know.
All right, well, nobody knows.
I might be jacking it. Who knows?
Nope.
All right. There we go. Talking about that again. Wait, well, yeah, so I'm kind of excited for that Infinity Gauntlet movie.
The... The Avengers 2? Or
No. This is a second timeline. This is
Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Karen Gillan in it, or Gillan, or however you pronounce her name. Amy from Doctor Who.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
I can't wait to see Rocket Raccoon just fucking destroy shit.
And Ant-Man.
The Ant-Man movie is not coming out until 20...
No, but I think he's in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No shit.
Why is there no Deadpool... I want a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, if they made a Deadpool movie, they're gonna fuck it up.
I was gonna say I don't have high hopes for a good Deadpool movie.
It'd have to be like NC-17.
We're gonna show it in theaters for one day because it's that raunchy. But no, I can't wait for Guardians of the Galaxy.
I also can't wait for the next Avengers movie.
Spider-Man movie coming
next
out.
Next Iron Man movie. I love superhero movies.
I think Robert signed for three more movies?
Is that including the Avengers?
I'm not sure. Because I know he's going to be in the next Avengers, but I'm not sure if he's making in more movies they're going to use a new Iron Man, which would really suck.
And while we're on the topic of superheroes, can I just say that DC has a freaking good strategy right now? They have video games and a lot of different categories. They have Injustice, which is a fighting game. Mm-hmm. They have DC Universe Online, which is massively multiplayer. And now they have Infinite Crisis, which is their new MOBA-style game.
They're doing... And yeah, you have the Batman Arkham Origins.
I have that game. I have both games on Steam. I still have not played either one.
What? They're really good. They're really good. All three of them.
Speaking of Batman, how do you guys feel about the Batman versus Superman movie? How does that even make sense?
Ben Affleck!
I don't know if that's the Batman in it, is it?
Yeah. I think he's the Batman.
Ben Affleck is Batman.
I know he's Batman, but is he Batman in the Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
Or Superman versus Batman?
Mm-hmm. Lex Luthor's gonna be in the movie too, I think.
But what kind of fucking movie is that?
Can Lex Luthor kill them both?
First of all, are they even the same?
It's the same universe.
It's very clear who's gonna win. Superman's gonna win.
You would think that.
He's got superpowers.
Batman has kryptonite.
I don't think it's gonna go that way. It's gonna be like Batman meets Superman. They butt heads.
What? Yeah.
Then here comes Luthor, because Luthor's finally getting introduced in this movie. And yes, Luthor and I think rumored Doomsday might be getting released. We don't know. So I think they're gonna butt heads. Luthor's gonna come in. They're gonna team up. They're like, oh, we actually work better as a team. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, you think this is going to start the Justice League movie? That makes sense.
Yeah, it's definitely going to start the Justice League movie.
I will say that Marvel has better movies.
Well, you know, DC and Marvel both do approach their movies different ways. Marvel, who's actually owned by Disney now, makes all of the Marvel movies. And because of that, all of them are very consistent quality. I mean, was there a bad Marvel movie?
Daredevil.
That was a long time ago. I'm talking the recent selection.
The recent ones with Disney?
I think The Hulk was kind of an iffy movie.
Which one?
The most recent one.
The most recent one I liked a lot better.
I didn't see the one before, so I can't really...
That was terrible.
But DC, on the other hand, is they license the movie out to different producers. So that's why you get really good movies like The Dark Knight, but then you get really shitty movies like Superman.
And which Superman? The first one?
The last one.
I liked the last one. I enjoyed it. Compared to the first one?
I didn't see the first one.
Apples and oranges. Night and day.
But again, that's because they were kind of made by a different producer. So there's a wider variety of quality in movies. But I would...
Isn't J.J. Abrams supposed to do the new Star Wars movie?
Yes, but that has nothing to do with Batman.
Well, we're talking about directors and stuff.
Different universe. Far away. He is doing the new Star Wars movie, which... I'm guessing a lot of people are probably pissed off.
I can't wait for the Fantastic Four versus X-Men movie.
Is that actually confirmed, or is that
confirmed?
Just...
Confirmed. Yep, that's going to be coming out.
Do either of you watch Game of Thrones?
Nope. Not yet. No. I watched 3 episodes.
I was going to say, I watched like the first 5 episodes, and I want to get into it.
I liked it. At that time I was watching on the laptop, and I like watching my shows on a TV.
See, I'm the same, kind of the same way. Certain shows I want to, like, sit down and I want to really watch. When I'm on my laptop, I can't do that because it's so easy to start going on Reddit and other stuff. And
yeah.
Game of Thrones is one of those shows you have to focus on.
I can only have one TV drug addiction at a time.
And
I'm still on Doctor Who. Even though I have nine.
I was just saying, there's like no episodes. Now would be the perfect time to fill that void.
Right now, for me, is Trailer Park Boys. I'm on my second rewatching of all the seasons.
Oh.
Yeah. I love Trailer Park
Mine Boys. Is Leverage, which isn't even a very good show. And I'm on the last season, though. Really, but it's like great Leverage. Just to kind of watch in the background.
Yeah.
So. That's what I feel about Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
Because I'll sit there and, like, play League.
Yeah.
Or browse Reddit, and, like, that's in the background. But when, like, when you actually sit down and just watch it, it is hilarious. Yeah. I love it. Love it.
But anyway, the reason I brought up Game of Thrones is because there was an interview with, I forget the name of the guy who made the books, but he was at a press conference or something for the Game of Thrones TV show, and he was talking to these two very nice actors, and then he's like, and then I realized that I killed these two characters off soon. And then I suddenly felt really, really bad that these two very nice people were soon going to be unemployed. Because Game of Thrones is, like, known for killing off, like, all sorts of main characters.
Don't ruin anything for me. No,
I've watched all the 5 episodes, so. Okay. But I just know a lot of main... Nobody in that show is safe from being killed off. And I guess they was like, oh, well, I killed these people. And they're unemployed.
Now they're unemployed.
Now I feel really shitty, because they're really nice.
That's funny.
Well...
But I enjoyed it. That blonde chick, though.
Conspiracy or...
Want it.
Khaleesi?
Yeah.
Apparently that's like the number two name for naming their kids now.
Khaleesi?
Khaleesi.
No shit.
Yeah, just after... The same thing happened with Bella and Edward when Twilight was a big thing.
Fucking Bella.
But at least Khaleesi.
I hate that name.
I know a lot of dogs named Bella.
My brother...
I know two dogs named Bella, but...
My brother got a pit bull puppy. Gorgeous dog. Extremely sweet. And he named her Bella.
What's wrong with that?
It's a horrible... Every dog's name is Bella. Any girl with Bella. Blonde hair and loves pink, she's going to have a little small dog, and I guarantee is going to be named Bella. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I walked into a girl's house who I have never been in before. I'm like, oh, you have a dog? Yeah, her name is Bella. And Nick, how'd you know? Because everyone's name is Bella. Oh, my God. I'm like, you want to see something else more impressive? Yeah. Your middle name's Marie. They're blown away.
That's my sister's middle name.
Point
although, right there. She named her shitty
Match
dog.
Point, Nick.
She named her pointy shitty dog.
Her pointy dog?
Her shitty dog, Fifi. After Fifi LaRue.
Fifi has a mustache.
No, Fifi has a beard.
No name dropping. Remember that one girl that did that bukkake shoot?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
She,
this can go nowhere good.
No. She, plays League.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Why did we have to identify her as that girl?
Because that is the most readily identifiable way to identify
her. You know
that
one chick with the lazy eye?
Yeah.
Which one would you rather we say, Joy?
Alright, fine.
Bukkake wins.
Bukkake or
ugly
child?
Bukkake.
We're playing Cards Against Humanity.
My cousin wants me to steal from me, by the way.
But we're not going to, because we're good people.
But Cards Against Humanity is an awesome card game, by the way. It's on Amazon, $25. Get it. It's fun for parties. Anyway, we were playing with my friend and their family, which included the grandma and grandpa.
Mm.
And we played the bukkake card. It was, what's a bukkake?
I mean, in a way, if you kind of aim at the same spot, you can kind of make it into a cum cake.
But that was hilarious. I had to share that story.
Poor grandma.
No, it was fun. They had a great time with that game. It was fun.
Good for them.
Yeah, we played it. It was around that last New Year's.
Like B-O-O-C-A-K-E.
Oh, man. I'm going to Google bootcake later and see what pops up.
It's spelled the same, though.
No, I'm just going to put bootcake.
Bootcake?
I'm going to spell it different.
Bootcake.
Bootcake.
So how do you guys feel about socks as gifts?
My socks right now are...
Joe, you're really bad at segues.
I know. Yeah, these segues are bad. Well, I figure eventually we'll get better at the segue. I mean, we're on podcast number 4 here.
Yeah.
We have plenty of time to...
To grow. To marinate.
Speaking of growing...
Wait, we still haven't gotten off the sock topic.
The socks!
I'm curious how you guys feel about getting socks as gifts.
I love getting socks as gifts.
Okay, so that bullshit about not enjoying socks as gifts... If I could get socks every 6 months, I would be a happy person.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you do that with your Amazon shit anyway?
No. Socks are not an option on Amazon.
Really? Really?
See, this is how
I don't get it. Why?
This is how my life works.
Not on the subscribe anymore.
I get about, let's say, about 12 pairs of socks every year for Christmas that I look forward to every year. And not last year, but the following year, I didn't get socks. And
you were disappointed.
I actually bitched. I went to my parents, and I'm like looking around the tree, and I'm like, hey, where's my socks? My mom's like, I didn't know you liked the socks. I'm like, I look forward to socks, underwear, and cologne. Mainly the socks and underwear, because I use them the entire year, and I lose them all the time. I don't know where they go. And so by the end of the year, I have like two pairs of socks left that I wear, you know, every day of the week. And
which is annoying. But yeah, that's really is. I love getting new socks, because I don't have to worry about it. And Puma socks. I always get Puma. I love Puma socks. Maybe it's the way they fit my
socks.
Maybe it's the way they fit my feet or whatever, but they're good socks. See,
I could go out and buy socks, but it's like,
which is why you're wearing
I'm Mitch getting them for socks. Christmas. I'm wearing Mitch. Well, I had some, but then these were kind of in front of me, and I just put them on.
Usually my mom will buy me socks. I'll be like, hey, mom, I'm kind of out of socks. You want to buy me socks? She'll buy me socks.
I'm going to try that with my mom.
Yeah, you should. Just be like, hey, mom, I need socks. Because it's one of those necessity things. They don't feel like you're mooching off them.
Yeah.
And they want to help you, and that's a nice thing. And they're not too expensive.
Yeah, I'm not asking for, like, a new car.
Right, exactly. Yeah, nice you're asking family, for socks, guys. So they want to help.
Okay, can I just get socks? My parents kind of dropped the ball with the underwear this year because they got me the size that I was 2 years ago.
Oh, what a shame.
Like, they...
So now they don't even stay up?
No, they stay up, but they barely fit. They're, like, really loose, but they're,
like if you lost another, like, if I lost, like,
2 pounds, they're, like, falling to my knees.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stand it. But they're nice. They, like, look nice. Like, I want to gain weight just to wear them, but I'm not going to.
Or you could just buy new underwear. That would work, too.
I could, or I could wait for Christmas.
That's 12 months, or 11 months away.
I round up. Fuck you, then.
Yeah, I round up.
You know what, my
favorite... Yeah, man, it's already been a year since last Christmas. Can you believe that?
We have some...
What I really enjoy, though, my favorite type of underwear is the Under Armour underwear. Okay. Spandex underwear.
Haven't tried it. I'll have to try that. My really? Next underwear
makes
purchase.
Like it makes it so much... This makes life easier. It keeps it in place. It's not bouncing around. It's not hitting your thighs. Like, I'm not trying to be sexual. I am being, like, legit. Like, I love wearing those underwear. It feels like you're not wearing any at all. I love it going to the gym because I
can all right, actually, I'm gonna have to give it a shot.
It works really well, too, when you're tumbling. Because you know.
I don't tumble too much anymore, but you're just... when you throw in tucks and stuff, yeah, fourth or fifth tuck,
I can make not it.
Like today, I'm wearing, you I know, my big boy underwear anymore. That my parents got me, and I did a punch front, and the first one, no, the second one, I landed on my ass.
And a punch front's a front flip for those of you non-cheerleaders. We're going to educate our entire podcast audience on cheerleading.
Mm.
And then cheerleading will be a sport, because people will be like, no, I listen to the Fishbowl, it's definitely a sport.
Yeah, the Fishbowl, number two podcast on iTunes, yeah, we're going to be number two, that's right, I'm aiming high.
Yeah.
They said that cheerleading is a sport.
As soon as my ass hits the ground, you know, gravity takes over, and, like, the rest of me hits the ground, too, and it's a horrible feeling. And then earlier I did a front tuck, and I landed it. But, like, I guess I over-rotate or something, and, like, my, again, not trying to be dirty,
package.
But my package hit my gooch. Like, it slapped it. It was just like, oh, it, pain. Straight pain.
I would imagine.
Horrible. I was like, I don't know how
I've had a similar experience when, if I ever drop from a high ledge, for some, like, I'm talking, like, 8 to 10 feet, if I jump off something like that, and you're in jeans.
Yeah.
Similar experience. It's like getting punched in the balls.
I don't know how this guy does it, because when Ben tumbles, he can do spin flips. Anything.
Ben's a crazy tumbler.
Ben can do anything you throw at him. But the funny thing is, when Ben doesn't wear underwear to practice and he tumbles, you hear his balls slap against his thighs.
And we just put Ben out there like that.
Yeah, it's Ben do a flip.
Ben do a flip.
No, I was talking about how we just put Ben out there that he doesn't wear underwear sometimes to practice.
He never wears underwear.
Ben, do you
wear underwear tonight.
You did?
Yeah.
I feel like he's been wearing underwear more.
Which is a waste, because I'm injured right now, so I can't do anything.
I would just like to say, me and Nick, I'm sure I can speak for Nick on this one, we're proud of you that you're wearing underwear more often.
I'm very proud. I've gotten to the point where I don't wear underwear when I'm at a girl's house.
Because it's non-staying on anyway.
Well, there you go. But, like, another thing is whenever I go to a girl's house, what I like to do is just wear, like, gym shorts. Like, my Under Armour basketball shorts.
I can understand that. No
underwear, just because it's going to roam freely. And she's eventually going to grab it and not have to go through, like, oh, let me get it. She can just, like, bam, there it is, right there. So...
See, I'm a big fan of
just wearing... I am very glad we have that explicit tag on iTunes.
Yeah, we're taking this motherfucker.
Oh, we are raping it right now.
Oh, yeah.
We are raping it.
Great, we brought up rape on
the... Oh, we can get on rape.
No, absolutely not. That is an immediate no.
But no, time. I'm a big fan of just wearing basketball shorts and like a t-shirt with the sleeves cut off when I'm at home.
Yeah, when you're at home. I agree. I do the same. Like, nothing I sleep in just basketball shorts. That's the comfortable... Yeah. Not when I'm at somebody else's house.
Naked.
But when I'm at my own house, that's my comfortable sleeping.
If I'm in my house, in my room, and my door is shut, naked.
See, I can't do naked.
Naked either.
I feel like
I'm dirtying my bed.
Exactly.
I shower before bed, but yeah. It's still...
Like, I know where my dick's been.
No, I know where my dick's been, but it's still...
Like you're farting all night, and it's like, you know.
I like that layer of protection. Sometimes if it's hot, you get sweaty.
And you get, ugh.
All right.
No. And your bed smells.
Okay, I don't sweat that much.
I don't mind it when girls sleep naked, though.
B, I always have two fans on. Yeah, I don't mind that either. But I always have two fans on, so I'm always cold. And I always have my blanket. My bed smells great.
Ben's
at bed. I haven't seen your bed in a long time, but my memory of your bed always was that there were never bed sheets on your bed. You had the mattress and the comforter. That was your bed.
That was when I was like 17.
That was the last time I was over at your house.
Now he has a sheet.
It's fully bedded.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm proud of you for maturing in the world.
I've grown a lot in the last 3 years of having to.
Now, do you roll up the toothpaste tube?
No, but I do pinch it from the bottom. I feel like people who pinch their toothpaste from the middle are assholes.
Yeah, well, that was me until recently.
But do you guys ever make your bed if you... Well, never mind. No, fuck it. Do you guys ever make your bed whenever you're bringing someone over?
Yes.
I've actually gotten in the habit of almost always making my bed. I don't know if you guys noticed, but my bed was...
I make sure everything is in tip-top shape. I do not want to look like a slob when people are...
I like it just because it keeps the room looking neat and it's...
But as soon as they leave, fuck it!
Fuck it.
Nah. No, I try to keep it clean most of the time.
Pants are on the light.
Yeah, and you know, I'm upset because
I have so much clothes.
I got this air freshener for my room. It's apple cinnamon. It smells fucking amazing. My entire room just smells like cinnamon applesauce every time I go to my room. It's great.
I would be hungry all the time.
It kind of has that effect. But it's weird when I bring it in other food that just doesn't go well with it. I'm like, weird.
You know what you should do?
Fap.
Go to McDonald's and get one of their warm apple pies.
I don't like that. That's another thing I don't like.
Joey.
You're ruining it.
You are just killing America right now.
I know. But anyway, so I brought it downstairs to this room for the podcast, and you can't smell it.
Where is it at?
It's in the closet there, because it's the only outlet.
It's in the fucking closet.
We have no other outlets. The only other outlet is in the bathroom, and it's hanging from the ceiling.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the light, and it's like an upside. It's weird.
No, no other outlets in here?
I think there's one behind that dresser, but anyway.
Can we wire it now?
No.
But it helped a little bit. So
it does smell good in here, though.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like dust anymore.
So we're kind of at the end of the list of topics here. Do you want to, I have like four more things I want to talk about, but they're really nerdy and science-y.
Name all four and we'll pick one.
I wanted to go through all of them.
Let's go fuck it.
All right. So the first one is the Carnot engine improvement. Okay, go ahead.
No, go. No,
mine's going to go for a while, so you go first.
No. Just go.
So the Carnot engine improvements... I guess the Carnot engine says that an engine has a maximum level of efficiency. Because, you know, in physics, because of thermodynamics and bullshit, you can't get more energy than you put into a system. Just because, you know, it's lost the heat and stuff. But they did something recently with quantum mechanics and stuff that drastically improved the, like, maximum efficiency of an engine. So instead of being at, like, a maximum efficiency of 70%, it's now, like, at 99% or something using... quantum nanoscale heat stuff. Yeah, so that's like huge in the science world.
Sounds really expensive.
Probably, and I'm probably kind of wrong and sound really dumb and uneducated, but that's okay. I read it on the internet. Anyway, this is like a really big deal for science people, so I was excited. I had to share
that into like future products.
Yeah, for like power plants and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I guess efficient engines would better create turbines.
So when you say engine, the first thing I think it was car.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it would be for cars. It would probably be for, like, power plants.
They should put one in, like, a lawnmower.
Badass lawnmower.
Oh, my God.
Or I could also probably see it being used in, like, jets and stuff.
Ooh.
But I, again, I'm very uneducated on the topic. I just read the headlines and was really excited.
Military.
And I wanted to share.
That's pretty cool.
And then the other thing that happened, and you guys, I heard you guys talking about it earlier, that a bunch of scientists accidentally drilled into, like, the equivalent of surface lava.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess is huge because it's significantly hotter than, like, normal geothermal pocket stuff. So they can tap into this lava to create super, super efficient power plants that are basically lava power.
How hot was it on the, I forget what the scale was.
Kelvin?
Was it Kelvin? No, once it gets to a certain degrees of heat, it goes to, like, something else.
Think Kelvin.
Kelvin is the amount of motion, not an actual degree.
I probably sound like a complete dumbass, and someone over there's like, "Next,
are you thinking of like the
Kelvin is the movement of
second or something?" I'll send you the link later. It's a Vsauce. How hot can hot really get?
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Scoville scale?
And maybe the Scoville
scale. That's for level of spiciness.
No. That's
something else.
No, it was.
Because that's what most scientific shit is based off of.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think you've got Fahrenheit, Celsius, and Kelvin. I think Kelvin's the science-y one.
Probably Kelvin.
Yeah, the science-y one.
Yeah,
they're all science-y. Goddamn.
But the video is actually pretty cool. It showed you like from regular heat from like your body to like the heat to like the core of the sun to something that's hotter than that.
I was gonna say I'm surprised how much stuff there is hotter than the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like the sun's actually kind of cold in comparison.
It's crazy.
Cool.
The video is awesome.
If it was any hotter, we'd all be dead.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. Go us.
All right, so the next on my sciencey list is apparently there's a satellite in orbit right now that is not programmed, but I guess on course to crash land in 8 million years.
To crash land to Earth?
Yes.
Why do we care about this?
It has messages and stuff in it for the future generations of 8 million years from now.
So in 8 million years, they're going to look at this and be like, God damn, they were dumb.
Probably, yeah.
So, like, realistically, in 8 million years, what do you think's going to happen with mankind?
We're probably all going to be dead.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, we're probably going to be dead.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
It's gonna eventually happen.
I would assume that I'm going to be...
I probably won't be in our lifetime. None of us are that interesting to have an apocalypse happen in our lifetime.
I'm going to say that I'm dead within the next 80 years and nothing relevant happens.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't know, I thought that was
really cool. We're going to live a lot longer than...
No, I hope I die within the next 80 years.
Because people are living, like, people are hitting 190.
I was going to say, I expect probably to live to about 150, I think. I mean, I've done no actual research on that, but I feel...
There's something I read about 8 years ago. It was saying kids getting born that day were expected to live up to 130 to 150. That's back in... 2006, I believe.
But why? Your shit doesn't work after you turn, like, 80.
No, but with modern science, it will.
Modern science, yeah.
And thus, that's how you live to be that age.
Meh.
They're expected for us to live a lot longer, too.
Not me, man. My body's falling apart.
Because imagine, like, 30 years from now, what the medical field's going to be like. It's going to be crazy.
Robots.
Yeah, exactly. I saw something on Reddit today. A prosthetic hand that was... the guy was able to tie his shoe, like... just like anybody else with a robot-controlled hand.
What?
Yeah, it was impressive.
How does he control a robotic hand?
I think they are tapping into, like...
nerves?
Neurotic signals now, if I remember correctly. It was pretty impressive. That was cool.
So it's like the fucking Luke Skywalker hand after he gets it chopped off by Vader.
Yeah, I mean, because... well, except he controlled it with the Force, but... yeah, I mean, like, he had 5 fingers and he was able to use them and tie that shoe. It was cool.
Of course, neurotic impulses.
That's pretty awesome. Do you see that, this Kickstarter that,
Nope.
They were using... these collars for dogs to let you know what their emotions were.
Really?
The dog's emotion, like, hey, I'm hungry. And it would speak out, like, I'm hungry.
That's
like,
cool.
I'm scared. I'm excited. And just kept going on and on and on. Huh. I think it had like 8 responses, but they wanted to get it up to 15 by the end of the year.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it's really not that important.
For people who like animals and stuff.
It's really not that important.
Just imagine, 10 years, cool. 5 years from now with the same technology, people, I know this is going to sound really stupid, but people who have no one in their lives but their animals,
that's
who
true.
Have the money to go out and put this collar on their dog or cat and possibly have a conversation with them.
That would be interesting. At least, you know, the level of conversation you could have with something like a dog.
I'm like, hey, you know.
Hey, Fido.
Like, hey, how you doing today? I'm like, oh, I licked my balls, you know. Ate some cat shit. What did I tell you about eating the cat shit? But it's so good.
All right, so it's about time to wrap. And I've actually got one more thing I meant to bring up earlier that I forgot. But Microsoft recently announced that they're releasing, I guess, a patch update or something that makes it so that the Kinect isn't required, and it improves the GPU of the Xbox console, the Xbox One.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Which, I guess, is kind of good news, but it's really kind of shitty that the whole time, like, oh, you need to have Kinect, and it's super important, and then they're, like, sacrificing GPU cycles to support it.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, well, I guess that was kind of a bad idea.
GPUs are more important.
We've kind of found a way to turn it off, and now you can get your GPU back.
I think they're just trying to push the Kinect on their audience.
Yeah,
they're like, you do it, do it. Do it, and just no one. Kinect people who are hardcore gamers do not want to sit there and do motion.
Yeah, I mean
control.
There are some parts
Hence
of it are
why
nice.
The Wii
kind of failed. Yeah,
kind of failed.
And I mean, I kind of like it, and I'm almost okay with the fact that they included it with every console. That way, developers know every user has a Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel Microsoft tried to force it too far.
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of what pissed people off.
It was kind of like trying to force feed you mashed potatoes.
Exactly,
you really don't want
or whipped cream and cherry. It just, you know, it'd be upsetting for me.
Yeah, I think Xbox
the most
One is gonna
unpleasant human being in the entire world.
A couple years from now, the Xbox One is gonna reign supreme. Right now, it's still, you know,
you think the Xbox One's gonna win supreme?
Mm-hmm.
I think the PS4.
Yeah, I'm
I give it five
PS4's
more years.
Right
I think
now.
The Xbox One is just gonna.
I think you missed
it.
This part of the podcast or this particular podcast. We talked about this, but. On the Xbox One, it takes anywhere from like 30 to 45 minutes to get your game up and going after you get the disc home.
Mm-hmm.
On the PS4, it takes like less than a minute.
Wait, if you buy an Xbox One game, you take it home, it takes 30 to 45 minutes before you
Yeah, because you have to install it before you can start playing
it. Oh, that's fucking gay.
Right. And the Xbox is really slow, and it takes again like 30 to 45 minutes before you can actually play
With
it.
Every game?
The majority of games, yeah. And the same games that are cross-platform, but the same games on the PS4 take, like, less than a minute. Like, significantly less time.
Watch Dogs, can't wait!
And
I can't wait for that.
And I think it's going to be simple things like that that happen with the PS4 versus the Xbox One.
Can't they just update it?
No, it's like a hardware problem from what I understand.
Oh, no.
And so I think it's not going to affect it too bad now, but when you're getting the real hardcore games, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, it's when you're going to really see the PS4 pick up the lead. Because you don't have to deal with that kind of stuff.
No one wants
PS4.
To wait an hour to play their game.
Right.
They want to go home, put it in, sit down, play.
Right, exactly. And so.
Oh, that sucks. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's just.
And I wanted to buy one, too.
Right, and there's just a couple of things. I'll probably still end up buying an Xbox One, but there is a, you know, a list of small errors like that aren't a huge deal. But if you're choosing between the PS4 and the Xbox One, and the PS4 doesn't have that problem, might as well just get the PS4. It's also $100 cheaper, because you don't have to get the Kinect.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I can get both with this new job.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I want both, too. Nice. I want to do Let's Plays on them and all that other good stuff.
But, yeah, put the new Nintendo console.
But I'm putting my vote in now. I'm voting for the PS4 that's going to win it out in the end.
I don't know. I think I have a feeling that Nintendo's going to come out with this Fusion.
And it's going to
rape everything.
You think so?
I don't know. I think Nintendo has dropped the ball too many times, and they're going to see the reason, like, the error of their ways, and like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to give them what they want.
Well, no, because the Wii was the best-selling console of that generation.
Yeah, but
it's more for kids, though.
But nobody actually
played it.
I'm losing my voice here. Nobody plays the Wii, though.
Like,
nobody bought games for
it. Everyone fucking has one.
Yeah, but they never played the games.
Because it was so cheap.
That's true.
Right.
It was $99 at one point?
No, $250. It dropped down to $99, but it was $250 at launch.
Yeah.
And they were actually still making money on it.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I would go to someone's house, and I'm like, oh, you got a Wii. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got it for Christmas. Like,
play it?
It was
you have
a
any
good
games?
Yeah, you would see, like, one or two games for the Wii. And the Wii would just be covered in dust.
I know Wii that played all the time.
Who?
I can't use names, but ex-girlfriend's family.
Ew.
Not her immediate family, but
can
like
you
her cousins.
Get a Wii and just use your regular controller for certain games?
Virtual console games, yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks, because I want to play some of those.
That was another thing that I meant to bring up earlier. I also forgot that another thing that they're screwing up with is the virtual console games are too expensive. They're like $10 for a game that came out in like the 70s or the 80s or 90s, whenever the games came out.
See, I would want to pay
and like,
no more
I
want to
play them, But, well, some of them are 5'2", but it's... They're just... Everybody's saying they're overpriced. I haven't really looked at them, so I don't have my own opinion. But people are saying they're way too overpriced, and they'd be much better off doing sort of like a Netflix model. Play all the classic games you want, pay $15 a month, and just play whatever you want from our classic games list.
Oh my god. Would that include Sega Genesis too?
Sega? No, not on a Nintendo console?
Well, no, because Sega licenses all their stuff to Nintendo now.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, they might, but I haven't heard anything of it, so I don't...
Because on my 3DS, I can play some of the old, what was the Game Gear games.
Oh, yeah?
That was made by Sega.
Okay, so in which case, yeah, you probably can.
I would say,
I would pay easily $15 a month to just be able to play...
I think $15 might be too steep. I can see...
Every Nintendo catalog game in the history of Nintendo?
Can you imagine how many people are going to get it? $10 would be perfect. Just like Netflix.
I would say $10 would...
I'd pay up to 15, but you know.
You'd pay up to 15.
Each their own.
I would say 15, you get something else with 15.
All right, so on that note, I would just like to remind everybody, we saved you all with Hot Pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Nick saved you all on something else I forget about.
It was something.
That is something important, and it changed your life forever. And Nintendo better listen to our advice, because you'll make more money that way, and you'll stop failing.
And that none of the things we benefited your life with will save any of us from going to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But the first three podcasts we like wrapped up forever, so I want to cut it short now. Keep the wrap up short. So thanks for listening.
We love you.
We love you. Join us again next week. Here I am. Extending the wrap-up again.
Yay!
All right, so I made the executive decision. I was going to talk to Ben about it, but I never got around to it. Right now, the podcast is hosted on my personal website, but I am now setting up a Awesomeware WordPress website, which is going to link to all of our Let's Plays on YouTube, link to our podcast, and it is eventually going to be replaced with an Envision Power Board system that allows for forums, each user to have their own blog, and then essential WordPress functionality also.
Cool.
But that'll be a couple months down the road. For now, it's just going to be the WordPress with the stuff I mentioned before.
And then eventually, what we talked about before, and that'd be cool.
Yeah, okay. And so I believe that's all. So we'll call it a wrap. Thanks for listening. We love you guys.
Bye.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.